This is Jerry Pippin, and our guest is Dr. Stephen Greer, an interesting man for sure. We mentioned on our UFO file sightings report we'd be interviewing you, and always we get the more conservative element being more vocal to us, and for some reason that's just the way life is. And here's an email from a fellow who says, I've just read Greer's new book, and part of it is Love with the Aliens. It's all about love, like that's something terrible.
Well, there are people who are living, I think that there are a great many people who are addicted to conflict. And if you look at what's very popular in the UFO subculture and also what's very popular in movies and documentaries, it's the lurid, sort of sexualized content, conflict, war in space, sort of this whole, Independence Day, Armageddon scenario. And I think there's a certain element that are very addicted to that. They love the idea that maybe we'll go from fighting each other in the sands of Iraq to fighting other extraterrestrial civilizations.
Well, it seems almost that this administration is aimed that way. They've declared the property between the moon and the earth, near space, U.S. territory. We've got all kinds of funding for space weapons.
Well, I've got news for you. I have witnesses who worked on projects as far back as the mid-1960s where we had already weaponized space and had very sophisticated weapons that were in space that were targeting extraterrestrial vehicles. I mean, people are...
Were they actually shooting at them?
Yes. We've actually hit them and downed them. And so I have more than one independent corroborating witness who has been part of those sort of operations. Very dangerous, very stupid, when I met with some folks at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base for the division, the so-called Foreign Technology Division, which when I met with them was called FASTIC, the Foreign Aerospace Science and Technology Center, the colonel who was there and an intelligence officer said, do you think these extraterrestrials are hostile? I said, look, given what you guys have been doing for over...
They ought to be.
They were hostile, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. The Earth would be a black cinder floating through space. I said, I know, and I said, you folks know, that even the crash that happened in Roswell wasn't a UFO that come all the way through interstellar space and somehow couldn't fly over New Mexico. I have an FBI document that was written by a field agent to J. Edgar Hoover that's been authenticated that states that it was likely because we had some high-powered radar arrays that were configured in such a way that it interfered with the electronic guidance systems, because these ET craft are completely electronic. They're not using fossil fuels or rockets. And so they collided, and one crashed north of Roswell, and one down towards Socorro. And these things have been going for 50 or 60 years, and almost 60 years now. And I think that one of the problems is that that's one of the